Hey there, welcome to another Radio Fishing. This is Fishing Frank, and we are going to be, I just want to go over some of the top 10 stuff. And we haven't done this before, but I'm going to see how it works. We're going to try it out with some saltwater lures and freshwater lures and let you know what the hot sellers are. And I think we're going to start off with the bass fishing stuff because bass fishing has been going crazy here in this area lately. A lot of the people, I guess maybe the flats are getting a little crowded. There's a lot of people go out there flats fishing, a lot of stuff going on all the time, and it's kind of nice to be able to get a little more secluded and still catch some real fun fish. But the Yum Dinger greens and browns, it's a worm, and you don't rig it with a weight. You throw it exactly the way it is. Just put a 3-aught wide gap worm hook in it, rig it weedless, toss it out, let it slow sink to the bottom. Don't mess with it. Kind of like you threw a piece of bait, like a real worm. Throw it out, let it sink until it hits the bottom. Once it's on the bottom, then I start just tiny twitching the rod, slow retrieve reel in, thing darts all over the place, makes the bass crazy, really been hitting them good. Open water bait right now, the Rapala Rapala Scatter Wrap, the shad style, not the longer minnow looking one, but the shorter shad looking one. Cast it out, reel it back in, nice slow steady retrieve, moderate to slow steady retrieve, and it swims in the middle and kind of goes to one side and swims and kind of comes back. The bass, 4 or 5 pounders over at Cecil Webb, and what's really cool is we've had a couple other guys listen to the report, took them out. They've been hitting them on the ponds here in Port Charlotte, a couple lakes, or you know, a couple of ponds in Punta Gorda. One guy got back from Okeechobee, used it over there, nailing that pre-spawn bass. So it's really working out good. Then culprit worms, the regular ribbon tail, purples, black purple, you know, black grape, all the purple colors in the culprit, ribbon tail. Use the bullet weight in front of it, slow across the bottom. Actually been doing pretty good on bass. Not a big number, not a lot of bigger ones, but you're still doing a good activity bass. A lot of 1.5, 2 pounders with the culprit stuff, but still it's fun. Plowboys and pier jockeys, the pre-rig worms, just tossing them out, letting them slowly curl their way down to the bottom. That's been the biggie thing on for a lot of us old timers. If you're younger, you probably don't know what a pier boy or plow jockey is, but it already has the hooks and everything in it. You simply tie your line to it and toss it out. It really works good. Purples, naturals, both those colors good on the pier boy or the plow jockey. Beetle spins, any of the green colors are selling really good right now. Crappie baits, beetle spin is definitely a crappie bait. And cast it out, slow retrieve it back. Make sure you feel the bump, the vibration on the rod. Doing good on the crappies with them. The minnows are catching bigger fish because our minnows are real big right now. But for numbers of crappies, the beetle spins, any of the green colors, doing real good on numbers. If you want bigger ones, you're going to have to go back to the live minnows. Booya frogs, anywhere you've got heavy cover. What I do is I use a little bit of the sprays, the scents, and I spray the bottom of the frog and the top to make it slick. I don't want it sticking on the weeds as I'm trying to come across through the weeds. Give it about 4 to 6 inch pull, stop, let it sit for a while. And then twitch it a little bit, just shake it without moving it. A lot of motion with no forward movement. And then a nice little skip across the next batch. And it's slow fishing, not a tremendous amount of numbers of fish, but surprisingly big fish, 5, 6, 8 pounders hitting those. And you're going to work it till you get that one to hit. But don't like cast one area, then go to the next and the next and the next. 3, 4, 5 casts over each spot. Because it takes a while for that bass to go, what is that? And it's a big bait, so you're looking for that big fish. And, I mean, you literally hear the toilet flush when those fish suck those big booyah frogs off the top. Now, getting over into the saltwater, number one is the storm kicking, twitching. I should have wrote down the darn name of it. That storm bait is just going crazy. Number one bait still. Number two, close second, the Zaraspook in the Bone SL. Or the redfish. Now, both those colors are doing real good. Number three comes in at the DOA cow shads, those 4-inch shads. So many different colors selling. I can't give you a top pick, but I'd stay with some of the brighter colors, the whites, the silvers. I mean, they're doing great on the lighter colors. Mirror Lure MR17s, the twitch baits, either in the 19 or the broken glass gold or the broken glass silver. Toss them out, twitch, twitch, pause, twitch, twitch, pause. A lot of starting and stopping with that mirror lure. That's what nails the fish. Now, the Zaraspook, of course, is a walk the dog. Nice, a lot of slapping with the Zaraspook. I mean, work it hard right now. The Cal Shads is always up and down. Doesn't really matter what you do at the storm, you're going to catch fish with it. Quarter-ounce rattle traps, making a big deal on the quarter-ounce rattle traps. Black and silver, silver and blue, all the silver colors. Orange has been a great color up around the bridges, everywhere else. I'm throwing a lot of reds and orange on the rattle trap, catching tons of trout with them. Any place you got more than 4 feet of water, throw that rattle trap, and they just going crazy on it. Snook's really hitting the rattle traps right now good, too, as well as the trout. Johnson Sprites, half-ounce and three-quarter-ounce. Not selling a lot of smaller ones right now. You'd think I'd be selling a lot more of the quarter-ounce, eighth-ounce, but the half and three-quarter are just going crazy. Guys says they're just slamming the fish with them. I haven't had real specific reports. I think the Sprite is such a broad spectrum lure, I don't think you're going to get good specific reports off of it. Gulp 3-inch shrimp. It's the new penny color, the penny color, all the browns, browns and whites, they're all going crazy. Lighter color browns, so not the dark stuff, not the root beers and that. Doing good on them. Slow working them on the bottom. A little bit of hop.
Up the size of your jig head so that it's not quite as... you want it to hop, so you don't use the 8-ounce jig head. You use the